Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Told you Alderman Matt O'Shea was going to join us. Matt, I wanted to ask about this car being stolen from the very family that was carjacked just a week ago. Is this the family that we saw the footage from their Ring doorbell, or is this the family where the mom and the daughter were in the car and they got carjacked in their own driveway?
Yes, Lisa, it's the same family.
Unbelievable. We all watched that video. I was horrified. I kept thinking, good for the mom. She's laying still. She's rolling over. She's, you know, and the daughter ran into the house, said, Dad, they're taking our car. He ran out. Shots were exchanged. So thieves came back and stole their other car today?
So law enforcement officials believe that the night of November the 2nd, when they committed the original crime, they had both fobs for the family vehicles.
Oh.
They came back this morning and they stole the other family vehicle, which has since been found by the Chicago Police Department. And Lisa, I can tell you, as of tonight, there are two persons of interest in custody.
Good.
My hope is that in the coming hours, days, the Chicago Police Department has enough to take it to the state's attorney's office and we will see charges approved. And, you know, Lisa, when you watch that video, you see that's
I was horrified.
A horrible thing to watch. The absolute terror. My hope is that if you watch that video and if you can hear the audio on it, I believe there's grounds here for these individuals to be charged federally, which is a much more significant penalty, particularly if these two individuals, these two persons of interest in custody, are found to have criminal backgrounds, histories here, possibly being on parole, possibly having been convicted of other crimes with weapons. So two persons of interest in custody. Chicago Police Department, the Vehicular Hijacking Task Force, has been working round the clock on this case for 12 days.
My gosh. You know, it'll be interesting, and hopefully they will find out if these are the two individuals who committed the first carjacking, because then, yeah, the charges should be racked up, or if they indeed sold the key fob to somebody else and gave them the address and said, hey, the car's there, go get it.
Law enforcement believes that this is the same crew that came back today.
So there's a
relationship between. Unbelievable. But this is where we're at right now in our city, Lisa. We've had more than 1,100 carjackings this year.
And nothing much gets done about it, Matt.
No, these criminals have absolutely no fear of being held accountable. But I'm going to tell you, they've got two people in custody. I believe they're going to be charged. I believe the feds are going to look at this. And then we need the same community, my community, that has rallied in support of this family to show up in court.
This happened in Beverly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, you just got in the car, you're like, okay, what's going on? The same family that got carjacked, we all saw the video of the mom and the daughter. They pull in their driveway. They get carjacked. The mom's on the ground. It was frightening. And the daughter runs in to tell her dad, hey, they're taking our car. We all saw the footage. Lo and behold, the thieves return today and take the other car because they had the key fob. I hope that they've got that. I hope they got video again today. But it seems to me like most of these people are wearing, you know, hoods and masks, and they're hard to identify.
Well, I'm confident. And, you know, the Chicago Police Department has invested so much in technology between license plate readers and pod cameras, the network all across our city. There's times where these guys took these masks off. And as we know, as we've seen in the past, these bad guys, they're so dumb. The way they use their phones, the way they text message, the way they send pictures, the way they brag about when they commit these horrible crimes, this is what comes back to haunt them. This is why law enforcement are able to track them down. And I think we're going to find a positive result here. Get these folks arrested, get them officially charged, and then begin to find justice for this family.
And what if they're juveniles? Then the feds don't charge them?
Well, I don't know these persons of interest, the age, but the way they perpetrated this crime, they should be treated as adults. They should be charged as adults, period. You commit a crime with a gun, you should be charged as an adult. You should be held accountable. It's an adult crime. There should be an adult penalty.
And Matt, are we at a point where we all just have to put an Apple AirTag or something in our car? Is that going to do any good? Because it seems to be, I mean, if you said there's 1,100 this year, that's the only way to get them immediately, right? To know where that car goes?
I mean, I think our automakers need to do more to make this preventable and to give authorities, law enforcement, an opportunity to find the vehicle. But I think we need to continue to make investments in technology with law enforcement. I'm talking about more cameras, more license plate readers. You've heard me talk about this. We need to invest in more helicopters, air support, because we have a no-chase policy here. And if we can't chase the offenders, and I should tell you, the night that this crime was committed, as the police department was racing to answer the 911 call with his family, had this terrible thing happen in their own backyard, they saw the vehicle. They pursued the vehicle. But we have a no-chase policy. And these bad guys know that, too.
Well, the fact that they know the address and they were bold enough to come back and take the other car means they have absolutely no fear, and that tells me they are extremely dangerous.
Absolutely. And you watch that video. They didn't just point those guns. They threatened to kill them. They racked the gun. And that is where you see federal. That's where you find you meet that threshold that this can be charged federally. And that's what I think we need to look at in this case as it continues to move forward.
Well, thank you so much for the update. I had people texting in and telling me about it, and I just kept questioning, like, could this possibly be the family that was carjacked in their driveway? And it is just awful to think that they've had to become that they're victims again just a week later. I appreciate your time, Matt.
All right, Lisa. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's always like you do want to say Happy Thanksgiving, but after that, you're just like, oh my gosh, keep those people in your hearts. Say a little prayer for them.